Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Woody Wheaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting third. The right fielder, George Staller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill Burgo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Scaff. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Paris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bowles. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bowles. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowles juggles the ball. That's an error on Bowles. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco bunts towards the mound. Bowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Staller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and has Scaff trapped. There's the throw to Mack who tags Scaff for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staller. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to third. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Staller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parris moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Parris trying to get to home. Hockett throws the ball into Rosar, who tags Parris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wheaton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staller. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Staller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staller is 0 for 1 in the game. Staller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scaff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scaff moves to second. P. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scaff moves to third. Hall moves to second. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parris hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Parris and he is safe. Mack steals second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scaff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosar for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staller. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Wheaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scaff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowles hits a fly ball towards center. Edwards settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Edwards. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Parris and he is out, Bush applying the tag. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wheaton. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stoller throws the ball into Hall, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mack scores. Rosar goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgo hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scaff hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scaff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Stoller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scaff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scaff scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowles covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowles hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheaton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Stoller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-3 in the game. Stoller strikes out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgo takes first base on ball 4. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scaff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgo moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Burgo moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgo scores. Hall moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parris takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Suter moves to second. Charlie Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Suter moves to third. Parris moves to second. It's 6-2. Indians. Felix Macchioas pinch runs for Charlie Bowles. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6. And Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.